Welcome to Trampoline, a podcast where I'll be taking you through some of the best new releases from across the world's musical landscapes on a hopefully fortnightly basis. There'll be a focus on artists from Adelaide and elsewhere in South Australia, but beyond that, nothing is off limits. Whatever the genre, whatever the style, anything could be up for discussion. This podcast is the culmination of my near-lifetime musical crate digging and list making. It's been an obsession of mine since early childhood, and the infinite playlists of Spotify today began with mix cassettes and VHS tapes of Rage back in the early 1990s. For me, that was a logistical challenge that I kind of miss in the no-limits digital world. We remember back to setting the video player to record Rage overnight and then in the morning using a dual tape deck to filter out the best tracks. And just from there, my list-making loves grew. I think my first ever best ever songs list when I was maybe 13 or so included, just for the record, Everclear's Santa Monica, Prince's Seven, and Ratcat's Don't Go Now. How far we've come. But for now, if you want to get the ball rolling and see what you're in for on this podcast, my playlists of my 100 best songs of 2020 and the 100 best albums of 2020 are over on the Trampoline Spotify account for you to check out. Go give them a listen. Who knows, you might find your new favourite band over there. More recently, I've spent the past half decade or so hosting a show on Adelaide Community Radio where I've been showcasing new releases predominantly from Australia and especially from within South Australia. And whilst I've been to plenty of local pub gigs over the years, it was that involvement in the local scene that really opened my eyes to just how much awesome talent and innovation there is in the Adelaide music scene. Hence, the podcast you're listening to now. Anyway, enough about me, let's get on to the tunes. In and amongst the pandemics and white supremacist insurrections against supposedly exemplary democracies, some pretty cool music has come out in the first couple of weeks of 2021. Let's dig in, starting with the Adelaide releases. And the first artist to get a mention on this handy-dandy new podcast is Street Legal with Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. Street Legal is a one-man band from Adelaide, presenting here their second single after a debut in late 2020 with Vape Nation. This track has some super cool early 80s vibes, especially with that New Order-esque bass and that new wavy rhythm, describing a seemingly washed-up character referencing, rather mysteriously, pastrami smash hits and growing waistlines. Nevertheless, Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow is a big step up from Street Legal's debut, with more sophisticated production, rich textures, and a pleasingly ominous air to kick off 2021. Next up, we have the amazing Teenage Jones and their new track, Something About Being 16. These two women have recently been hotly tipped all over the Australian music press. For example, Pile Rats named them recently as one to watch in 2021, and their rise has been especially steep since winning Triple J's Unearthed High last year. However, those in the know in Adelaide have been shouting Teenage Jones' praises for a while now. This is their third official single, and it's a massive step up. The sound is, as I said, massive, the arrangement sophisticated and measured, and the lyrics bold. And then there's the gear shift at the 2 minute mark, and then another gear shift up again at 2:30, and they're both like Kool-Aid guy, oh yeah, moments, and it's just so damn cool. Best of all is the subtle genius of the opening moment. They've kept this little recording of themselves just muttering, oh yeah, let's just call it Something About Being 16 as the opener, giving this nonchalant, throwaway attitude to what is an incredibly cool winner of a song. So keep your eyes on Teenage Jones. Next, Placement, Harder. Placement is the band, Harder is the song. This is more super cool, new wave vibes here, and the deadpan, almost spoken word verses suggest British band Dry Cleaning. Definitely go check them out if you haven't heard them. Whilst the guitar interplay and that kind of guitar freakout towards the end points towards inspiration from Sonic Youth. Try Placement if you're into anything, particularly on 10th Chord Records, especially fellow Adelaideans Nilex. Can't wait to see what these guys do next. Elsewhere amongst Adelaideans, we have Baby Candy, who've put out a two-track release this month. For Baby Candy, it's all dirty, garage, psych goodness, sleazy fun. Think stuff like fellow local psychedelics like Druid Fluids or Sonatine or even Hydro Medusa, but with kind of a tighter, beefier sound. For me, She's Melting is the stronger of the two tracks, which has this titanic, totally fuzzed out riff, kind of akin to the OCs at their finest. Feel free to melt my brain anytime, guys. Next, taking a detour into somewhat odder territory, we have Population of Mars, which is a anonymous experimental solo project out of Adelaide. This instrumental track, which is called This Is Quite Possibly Where We Begin, it has a lot going on. Without the safety of any kind of anchor, hook, or indeed anything else that would offer safety or stability, it's dominated by this puttering of fluty synths, there's guitars stretched and fuzzed out almost beyond recognition, and just a smattering of drums throughout. Oh, and this wee-wee sounds that sound kind of like they were borrowed from Red Dwarf. Unrelated, I tried writing or typing wee-wee in the transcript for this podcast and failed spectacularly, but I digress. Population of Mars is pretty weird stuff for sure, but it's also kind of intoxicating too. Definitely give it a go. Finally, in the South Australian department, a shout out to the Empty Sleeps and their track Panthers. Let's just say that if you're into shoegaze or dream pop, there's been an embarrassment of riches coming from Australia in the last few years, including South Australia, of course, where, if you ask me, and you are or you wouldn't be listening to me talking about it, Blush Response, shout out to those guys, remain one of the best bands in this country, shoegaze or otherwise. Anyway, if you're into shoegaze, check out this gorgeous new track from the Empty Sleeps. They lean into the softer end of the spectrum with super mellow and this super fuzzed out blissful tune called Panthers. Moving internationally now, we have Pompoko and their album Cheetah. This is the second album from this Norwegian band after their highly regarded debut Birthday in 2019. Cheetah pushes their punk pop sound further in all directions at once. It's catchier, it's more daring, and it's a hell of a lot louder. The opening track and title track captures the band's whole essence in a song. The vocals are kind of saccharine sweet and lovely, but the noise comes in blasts, and the mood and tempo changes, they are multiple. If anything, it sounds kind of like Deerhoof's frenetic, sudden left-turn approach to songwriting. And that approach sustains this whole album. As addictive and instant appeal as Pompoko may be, you never know what you're going to get. Back to Australia for the next one, and we are blessed this week with the second single from King Stingray, following their debut with Hey Wanaka last year. Notably, and this may sort of draw your attention to giving these guys a go, because, you know, a bit of famous family helps every now and again, King Stingray are intimately linked with the legendary Yothu Indi. King Stingray's members include Yonga Yunapingu, who's the nephew of Yothu Indi's frontman, Dr. Mandawar Yunapingu, and Roy Kellaway, son of Yothu Indi bassist Stu Kellaway. And like their debut Hey Wanaka, this track, called Get Me Out, mixes lyrics in English and Nyungamata. Unlike that debut, though, Get Me Out is both bolder, it's ballsier, and it's less eager to please, since that's what debuts kind of need to do. The vocals on Get Me Out are beautiful, and particularly those when sung in Nyungamata. The guitars are rich, and King Stingray is definitely a band you need to keep your eye on. Next, a quick mention of G-Flip's new single. I wouldn't normally think an artist like G-Flip needs a leg up from the likes of this tiny podcast, but hot damn, this track called Queen is something else. I reckon this could be her best production ever. With this super funky kind of rubber band sounding guitars, slapping bass, and really slick neo-soul production. I'd say the nearest sound I liked for this track is probably British singer Now, or maybe even early Jesse Ware. Definitely go check those guys out as well. If, like me, you were blown away by G-Flip's earlier unearthed tracks, then left maybe a little meh by her first album, give her another go and go check out Queen. I've got one more Australian release from Melbourne band Cool Sounds. These guys, the most aptly named band in the business perhaps, have a couple of fabulous albums under their belt over the last couple of years, and there's really no one else who sounds quite like them at the moment. It's a kind of alt-country slash jangle slash down-tempo slash soul combo, with plenty of ideas from one track to the next. This new track, called Crimson Mask, is absolutely exemplary of their skills, perhaps just a little more upbeat and twangy than we're used to hearing from Cool Sounds. Despite having 6 members, which is scaled down from an original 10, Crimson Mask manages to sound intimate and small scale. 3 guitars, piano, congas, vocal harmonies, and yet the whole thing feels uncluttered, warm, and in absolutely no hurry. Crimson Mask comes from Cool Sound's next album called Bystander, which comes out on February 12. Mark it in your calendars. Back overseas now, and over to Norway we go. Next track comes from a duo named Smurs, who've been kicking around for a few years now. Smurs deal in glitchy, broken, fractured-sounding electronic pop, topped with hooky, catchy vocal melodies, delivered in tones at times hushed, understated, or straight-up mumbled. Let's just say Smurs were doing it before Billie Eilish even left elementary school. Anyway, their new single Believer takes Smurs' sounds and amplifies everything about it. The beats are insistent, the programming ominous, some elements kind of swoon, others almost stab, and the vocals, while subdued, are bolder than ever. Best of all, the string-laden build towards the end of the track even recalls Tom York's solo work. Very cool stuff. Elsewhere, let's just say, as a senior high school humanities teacher, one of my regular assignments asks my students to conduct a cultural analysis of a contemporary musical subculture. A few years ago, one of my students chose to write about lo-fi hip-hop, and thus I was introduced to the YouTube world of chill beats to study to and so on and so forth. On that note, right on New Year's Day was released a lovely album of instrumental hip-hop from American producer Sun Through Trees, called 1-1 Now. It's a small set, and if you actually want to use it as chill beats to study to, you might need to play it a few times over, but this comes highly recommended. This record kicks off pretty, kind of predictably enough. It's all, you know, mid-tempo beats, there's vocal scratching and samples of brass and vibraphones and stuff. But later on, particularly in tracks like Mage Wand and Zoology, things take a much wobblier, more unpredictable turn. Sun Through Trees might be dismissed as kind of morning coffee music, but it's definitely well worth investigating. Now, moving back to Scandinavia, we have Swedish band Viagra Boys and their new album, Welfare Jazz. These guys were previously best known for their single Sports a couple of years back, and for the record, the dismissive way they absolutely spat the word sports in that track certainly spoke to me as someone with a lifelong allergy to team sports. But anyway, the vibe on this new album, Welfare Jazz, is certainly kind of post-punk, but it's a somewhat slower, chunkier kind of post-punk. It's really bass-heavy, the vocals are more often spat than sung, and there are plenty of dollops of saxophone and synths throughout. Throughout this album, Viagra Boys take aim at conservatives, social inequalities, and toxic masculinity, and it's often delivered with a first-person parodic take. Take the thoroughly unpleasant character of opening track Ain't Nice, who seemingly just wants his girlfriend for her roomy apartment and would be an absolute nightmare for Marie Kondo. I need a place to put all my electronics, he sings, and then I could fit all my shit in your place. I got a collection of vintage calculators. He's not, you know, the guy, he's not marriage material, let's put it that way. But if anything, Viagra Boy's relentless piss-taking ends up blurring the lines into somewhat questionable territory. For example, on the track Creatures, they mock a conservative's mocking of the welfare dependent and poor so effectively that it no longer feels like pastiche and it just becomes kinda uncomfortable. But as ugly as it can be, Welfare Jazz is still a really captivating album and one I expect the music press to have plenty to say about over the coming weeks. Finally, it's time for my highlight of the fortnight, and is it too early to say this? Probably. But a very early contender for one of the albums of 2021. I'm talking about Drunk Tank Pink from English band Shame. Shame are an English five-piece who released their debut album, Songs of Praise, almost exactly 2 years ago. That was itself a fabulous debut, but Drunk Tank Pink takes its post-punk template so much further. Indeed, this record is a textbook example of what a second album should be, being, and I quote Fauna Blonde here, seriously, bigger, better, faster, more. Opening track Alphabet is a reliable blast of noise and easily engaging racket, whilst later tracks like Nigel Hitter breathe with a looser energy. But best of all is Born in Luton, a multifaceted absolute gem and demonstrative of all members of a band working in perfect unison. It's so tense, jittery, and tightly wound, and there are so many movements within this one sort of 4.5 minute-ish track, it could pass for a battle song. On Drunk Tank Pink, Shame have nailed every element of the sound they began with Songs of Praise. Yes, it's shouty, fast, and loud, but these songs are also crafted with utmost care, with a keen eye for detail. If there's any justice in the musical world, there really is these days, but I can dream, Shame will be huge in 2021. And that's it for this first round of Trampoline. I reckon there's certainly been a pretty generous helping of quality new music to dig our teeth into in these first 2 weeks of 2021, and we'll see where the rest of the year takes us. Maybe we're not so doomed after all. Anyway, all the music I've spoken about is featured in the Trampoline Spotify playlist, so check out Trampoline Adelaide on Spotify for these tunes, as well as my picks for the music of 2020, and follow the Facebook page for any further updates. Until then, next episode should be with you in the next couple of weeks, but talk to you later and go get listening.